You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And via Valley Focus, we talk about things going on in the Valley. It's producer Todd and New Wisco Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
You always have so much trouble with my title.
Well, I have other things I'd like to call you, but I don't. So, because this is a professional situation.
And it's a family show.
That's true.
Yes. Lord have mercy. So, joining us today, we're going to talk Oshkosh Pride. We have TJ Hobbs and Grayson Seizert, who are with the Oshkosh Pride committee, I guess I would call it, group, organization.
Yeah, we are a 501c3 organization as of now. So,
hey, congratulations. I mean, I think as it's grown, right, something big happened this year because you were able to be sponsored for the location.
That was fantastic and a complete surprise, but we're very grateful. Yeah, the team decided to bring to the city and ask to have city sponsorship for our event, which for folks who don't know, that doesn't mean they're giving us any money. That just means that they are allowing us to use the leech without charging us anything as a nonprofit. And the board voted, and the mayor included, to approve that. And we're very grateful for that. And it's just excited to see, you know, the developments of Oshkosh and the symbolism of taking that step to say, you know what, we see what Oshkosh Pride is doing for the community, and we want to support that as a city.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Now, tell me a little bit about the Oshkosh Pride celebration. What can we expect to see, and what day is it?
Yeah, so our celebration is on June 29th. It's from 2 to 7. It's obviously at the Leech, as we said earlier. But, I mean, I expect a great turnout. Obviously, we had a great turnout last year. We're hopefully expecting an even better turnout this year. But, I mean, you can expect vendors. We've got performers. We have a drag show. We have an increased number of food trucks this year, hopefully an increased number of everything. We've got more vendors, we've got more booths, but yeah.
Now, I have to ask this. It's on the 28th this year. That's a Sunday, right?
29th.
Is a Sunday, yep.
I don't know why I said 28th. I was thinking, but anyway, it's on June 29th. That's a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We usually are the last weekend of June, at least for the last several years. That's how we've been doing things. We just kind of picked whatever day the city had available, Saturday or Sunday. And we also try to make sure we don't schedule over other prides in the area. So if folks want to go to several, we just tried to pick a day that was available regionally.
For folks who are thinking about going to it, I think the thing that is really important is it's all inclusive. This isn't just for people who are in the LGBTQ plus community. This is for allies. This is for just families out there that want to have a good time and support what this is all about.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a big part of what we do is just, you know, offering these safe spaces as well as places for folks to learn and bring their curiosities to just kind of see about all the different ways there are to be a person in the world, you know. So everybody's welcome, and the more the merrier.
It's not just a bunch of people gathering and wearing rainbow-colored clothing. There's a lot of entertainment that's going to be happening in addition to education. Can you tell me about maybe some of the entertainment that's going to be happening?
Yeah, sure. I can go ahead with that. So we have a returning band, Traveling Suitcase.
Yay!
We love them. Holy moly. Y'all know Traveling Suitcase. Nicholas and the team are fantastic. They're going to be kicking off our event. And then we have also a return of the Kobli Kwa Hmong dance troupe. They were with us a year or two ago. They're fantastic. I saw the pictures. I wasn't able to see the performance myself, but I heard great things. I was working that day, obviously, at the event, but I'm going to make sure I catch them this year, because they just get better every year. We have a drag show hosted by Jessica B. She has a team of six folks that she selected, including some stars from the state of Wisconsin in drag. So we are getting some grade A professional performances from everybody on our lineup, closing with Cat and the Hurricane, who we were so grateful to get the opportunity to work with. They were just touring, I believe, nationally or at least regionally. They're coming fresh off a tour out of Madison traditionally, and they're making their way up here to join us as our closing band.
Also, I have to say the education part. You said the education part. That's a big part of it. There's a lot of service organizations that come out and they get involved and they're there to connect you, answer questions, all of that kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of service organizations who are going to have booths there. I think it was over 20 this year, which is great. I can't think of like a complete list off the top of my head, but I know like Diverse and Resilient, Reach Counseling, there's quite a few churches from the area, which is great to see kind of just like a diverse group of organizations. It's not people and organizations who just focus on the LGBTQ community. It's, again, this is an event for everybody, so these resources also apply to everybody.
I want to real quickly mention that it's free to get in. But bring your cash, because if you want to go to the food trucks, that's the best way to pay them, right?
As a small business owner, I strongly agree. absolutely. I mean, and we do also, for folks who are able and willing and would like, we are going to be accepting donations at the door to help us pay for next year's event. So not required, but definitely encouraged. But yeah, just enjoy those food trucks. We'll have a beverage truck as well for the first time. We're still a non-alcoholic facility, but it'll be like boba and lemonades and just delicious beverages for a hot June day. Yeah, and my gosh, the vendors are going to love that cash too. They're going to have so many cute treats for you. They're going to have so many wonderful handmade items, as well as we have a liquidation store joining us, A&J Liquidation.
Wait a minute. What is liquidation? So I'm thinking, no, wait, I mixed up liquid and dation. So I'm thinking it's some sort of drink thing, TJ. Okay, help me out here.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like John Mino just now.
Oh, okay. You're good. So I could be wrong, but my understanding is it's kind of like a local small business, but like a TJ Maxx style, where like,
gotcha,
you know, new stuff that isn't handmade, obviously, but is sold at a discounted price. So, like, get your Christmas gifts now. Get them at Oshkosh Pride.
Give us a website or a Facebook page or socials that people can get more information about Oshkosh Pride.
Yeah, definitely. This year, we launched our website, OshkoshPride.com. You can find us there. Our most currently updated social media is Facebook. We're also trying to update our Blue Sky and expand into TikTok. We're not there quite yet, but OshkoshPride.com or Oshkosh Pride Facebook for now.
Perfect. Going to wrap things up. Got John Mino and Jim Schmidt on the way. More from Mino and the Mayor coming up right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.